With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It is Palm Sunday. Millions of Christians around the globe celebrating, marking Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the beginning of Holy Week, the run-up to Easter Sunday, 1 week from today. Celebrations in the Holy Land being tempered this year by the war between Israel and the Muslim terrorist group Hamas. Very few pilgrims in Jerusalem this week. Former President Trump says being too generous to allies has, in some cases, actually hurt the U.S. economy.
Taiwan stole our chip industry. We had 100% of the chip industry. Now they have 95% of the chip industry. They're a very wealthy country. And I'm all for Taiwan. I'm all for everybody. But why are we giving them $16 billion, okay? They should be giving us $16 billion.
Mr. Trump told the Salem Radio Network Sebastian Gorka the Republican Party is now 95% MAGA, which he says explains his early success in capturing the GOP nomination. Political donations to Mr. Trump could wind up going to his lawyers. However, White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains why.
The former president has a new joint fundraising agreement with the Republican National Committee that directs donations to his campaign and a political action committee that pays Trump's legal bills. That's according to a fundraising invitation to an April 6 fundraiser to be held in Palm Beach, Florida. The AP says Republican donors could see their money go to Trump's lawyers, who have received at least $76 million over the last 2 years to defend him against four felony indictments and multiple civil cases. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is technically spring, but winter won't give up in parts of the U.S. New England and California seeing a mixture of rain, heavy snow, and gusty winds this weekend. Winter storm warning still in effect for parts of the Sierra Nevada. This is SRN News. Does your church welcome non-believers? A new poll from the Barna Group finds almost half of Protestant pastors believe their congregation does do a good job of making unchurched visitors feel comfortable and welcome. The Barna survey also reveals that 70% of clergymen say their parishioners are very interested in finding better ways to make non-believers feel at home in their church. Other polls show that while many Americans have no faith, they are spiritually open. England's Public Health Service is restricting the use of puberty blockers as a means of helping youngsters live as the opposite sex. Under the new rules, no one under the age of 16 can undertake a so-called, quote, medical gender transition. British authorities say there's not enough evidence that helping a teenager live as the opposite sex is actually good for their mental health. The new rules only apply to England's government-run healthcare system. Individuals can still go to private clinics and pay to have doctors prescribe puberty blockers. This is SRN News. They're called artificial intelligence chatbots intended to help with mental health for youth, but do they work?
A growing number of AI chatbots are being pitched as a way to address the recent mental health crisis among teens and young adults. Free apps like EarKit can discuss complex emotional problems, but experts disagree about whether these chatbots are delivering a mental health service or are simply a new form of self-help. Apps that diagnose or treat mental health disorders are subject to federal regulation. Currently, none of the apps offered for free download have been approved to treat depression, anxiety, and other disorders. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, March the 24th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger, 73 years old. This is SRN News.